your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson. Our lovely Karen Adams is taking the day off. We are broadcasting on WNWR AM 1540 in Philadelphia, and we want to thank you for tuning in with us this afternoon. You can listen on your cell phone if you'd like. To do that, just dial 215-554-6101, or to call in with a question or comment during the show, just dial 610-667-9697, and you may also text your comments during the show at 686-32. Today's show is brought to you in part by Hunter Davis Construction Company, providing full-service, high-quality general contracting service in the Philadelphia area. If you're in need of a general contractor, call George Davis for an estimate today at 215-510-7057. That's 215-510-7057. I just want to welcome you all again to the show and thank you for tuning in for another edition. We do have some fun guests on the agenda today. A couple of good friends, someone that you're familiar with. I posted on Facebook that we would be talking about career choices. Do you know the value of your own stock? You may remember that a few weeks ago we had Jenny Kravitz, the principal of In the Current, on the phone with us some time ago, talking about what it means to be in the current and just some of the career choices we make. Today she's going to be talking about knowing the value of your own stock, meaning do you know your own worth in, you know, when it comes to the workplace or in your career. And then for our second half hour, we have a special guest, our friend Vanetta D'Orazio, who is a fellow broadcaster here on WNWR. She's going to be talking with us about her her show, what she does, and one of the, you know, the things that she has coming up. So she's a whole lot of fun. She actually broadcasts her show from 3 to 4 on Tuesday. She follows me directly, so you may be familiar with her shenanigans. She's really quite fun, but a very lovely lady. I really do enjoy working with her.
That's funny, shenanigans. You hit me right on the nose.
So, you heard that? See, she just jumped right in there. You got to love her. So, she's going to be joining us today, but we are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will introduce our first guest, so stay with us right here on WNWR AM 1540 Philadelphia.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hey you, this is Kaisha Woods from Be Blessed, Well, and Fabulous. I believe in beauty from the inside out for all. I look forward to you joining me on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. on WNWR, AM 1540. I look forward to you being the best you that you can be.
Your home is your safe haven, protected with the leading home security system in America. For over 131 years, ADT has been the most respected name in the security business. With fast alarm response, easy-to-use features, and 24-hour monitoring, ADT's services have made real differences in the lives of people just like you. ADT home security systems are specifically designed to provide you with fast, reliable yet affordable burglary, fire, carbon monoxide protection, and more. Call today and get installed tomorrow. The number is 1-888-466-4695. That's 1-888-466-4695. Operators are standing by.
Hey, I'm Vernetta, and I have a show here on 1540 AM. In the Mist, airing Tuesdays between 3 and 4. We have great guests, interesting topics, the juicy stuff, It's a Mess. Check us out. It's a show you don't want to miss. Tuesdays, 3 p.m. right here on 1540 a.m. New World Radio. Talk to you on the radio.
Hi, this is Tyra Wright Johnson from the Women's Solo Project. Join me for a shopping trip to the Reading, PA outlets on August 14, 2010. The bus will leave from 18th and Cheltenham at 8:30 a.m. Breakfast and games will be provided, and tickets are just $40 per person. To reserve your seats or get more information, call 215-298-2834. That's 215-298-2834.
Thank you for listening to New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Welcome back to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I am your host, Katrina Patterson Blackson. Our lovely co-host, Karen Adams, is out today, but I'm up for the task. I think I can fill up the hour by myself. We'll see how I do. She'll let me know. And of course, you guys will let me know. But you are listening to us on WNWR, AM 1540 in Philadelphia. You can listen to us on your cell phone at 215-554-6101, or to call in with a question or comment during the show, please dial 610-667-9697. I was mentioning before we went to commercial break that we would be having joining us on the phone for our first half hour, Jenny Kravitz, who is the principal of In the Current. She joined us a few weeks ago to talk about what it means to be in the current. And today she's going to be talking with us about something that she recently posted in her latest e-zine, Current of Life. It's a free bi-weekly e-zine that she distributes to her audience. And I'd just like to welcome her to the show. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, Katrina. Nice to be back.
It is good to have you back. We so enjoyed having you on the show with us last time. How have you been doing since then?
Oh, I've been doing great, and I had a great time with you, too.
Good. So we'll just get right to it. For those who are not familiar with you or who didn't have a chance to listen to the first show, can you just briefly tell us what it means to be in the current?
Sure, yeah. In the Current, which is the name for my company, coaching company, it essentially means how you're living your life and feeling connected to life, feeling like you're living boldly, going for what you want, and also, if you go with the river metaphor, having a sense of trust, even when the current takes you where you didn't know you were going to go, having a sense of trust and going with the flow in life as well.
Okay. Now, you are a career and life coach. Do you find that a lot of your first-time clients are having significant issues with trusting themselves and their instinct when it comes to making choices in their career or their life?
Yes. I think that's very human and very common. And, yeah, what we're going to talk about today really takes the idea of in the current and gives an everyday example.
Okay.
How do you live that way when you're making real decisions?
Okay. All right, good. So, again, if you have any questions for Jenny during the broadcast, please dial 610-667-9697, or you can call toll-free if you're out of the area, 1-877-667-9697. So I was asking my folks before we brought you on, do you know the value of your own stock? That really comes from the one of the latest issues of your e-zine Current of Life. Why don't you tell us what that means when you're asking that question?
I'd love to hear the answers you got as well. Sure. Yeah, well, that title came out when I was writing this piece about a very recent story, real life story, when I worked with someone, coached someone through a career decision. And we both came to the conclusion in the coaching that, you know, what does it mean to really value your own stock, value yourself, and does that have to happen? This is a rhetorical question because the answer is yes.
Right.
You know, it has to happen before you can be externally valued. you know, whether it's going for a salary or even in a relationship, you know, whatever, however you're looking to be valued out there, it has to happen in there first. What does that mean?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because we actually have an article in our July issue that basically asks the question, do you know your own worth when it comes to the workplace? Basically, when you go into when you make the effort to look for a job, obviously employers already have their own sense of evaluating potential employees, i.e. what they're willing to pay in annual salary and benefits. So we have a different perspective when we're going for a job. Perhaps, you know, whether it's entry level or, you know, high level experience. How does one begin to place a value on themselves in the career?
Well, that's a great question. I think the first thing is to make a distinction between a role or a title, what you do, and who you are. You know, a lot of times we like our titles and they mean something to us, and that's fine. It's just we need to separate, well, what is unique to me? What do I bring to this role or any situation that's really the true value, and it's portable.
Okay. So for a person who is, and I think that's what we're going to go there now with your article, the unique story that you share is something that a lot of people in our community are now finding themselves in this situation. Can you give us the background on the story that you shared in this
sure,
article?
Sure, yes. And I think, you know, it can be especially challenging in this economy or if you're looking for a job to feel like you're valuing your own stock. But that's what the story is. This particular woman was had a corporate career with the same company, successful career, 22 years. And then her department became part of a downsizing. So she found herself, looking for work. She's a single mother. And pretty soon after she left the company due to the downsizing, an opportunity came up. She was offered another job, same company, different department, although it was a lower salary and less responsibility than she had. So her first decision was whether to take that. And she received a lot of pressure from her family and friends and herself, you know, to take it. You know, you better take it. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right.
And she used that expression. So that was the first stage. Would you like me to continue?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
The reason I say that is that I want people to really get a good picture of what position this woman is in. And it's a familiar position where you've put so much time and energy and effort and so much of yourself into a company and then find that, you know, you go into work one day and you get handed a pink slip. But your bills don't stop. So you have to find something. So this is the situation that she found herself in. Can you continue?
Yes. And she had a very high mortgage too. And I mentioned she was a single mom, so there was a lot of pressure. So she did decide to take that job offer, even though she kept saying, "I feel like I'm taking steps backwards, but I'm going to do it," you know. And then the day after she accepted that offer, she was contacted again from the same company. Well, she really didn't want to leave, same company, to interview for another job that she called her dream job. It was more money, but even more important to her than that, it was more responsibility. She could make a bigger impact. It was a better fit.
Okay.
But the clincher was that the predicament, the dilemma, was that she would have to decline the first offer, the one she had just accepted, the bird in the hand, in order to be considered for the second offer. And, of course, there was no guarantee that she would take it.
Okay.
And so she was really, that was the dilemma that was a very big coaching breakthrough for her.
Okay. So what I really like about this this title is that she had to either take a safe route or take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the analogy here. How does a person make that kind of decision?
That's the question, you know. And I told her that her family didn't know the answer. I didn't know the answer for her as her coach. All I could do was to help her sort through her own reasons and hear herself, you know, hear her own truth. Because sometimes it does make sense or, you know, it is the best answer to go for the bird in the hand. And, in fact, I had just coached another woman who did that, and she took it. That worked for her, and then she ended up taking another job down the road. But that doesn't mean it was the right decision for this person.
Okay.
So, you know, it was sort of one of those non-answers. You want someone to just tell you what to do, but you really have to sort through.
Yeah.
As I said to her, understand your reasons for choosing A or B.
Right.
You know, one. And so that's what we went through, processed so she could hear that.
Now, before you give us the conclusion of the story or tell us what her final decision was, did she elaborate with you on what she meant by taking multiple steps backwards?
Yes, yes. What she meant by that, well, first of all, financially, because it was less money.
Okay.
But really what bothered her more was that she felt she was overqualified. She wouldn't have the same kind of autonomy. She wouldn't have the same creative input. And that bothered her because she really, so multiple step backwards to her meant she wasn't going to be able to contribute on as large a scale as she envisioned for herself.
Okay. So
that was really upsetting to her, more than the money.
Okay. Wow. I wonder how much that weighs. Do you ever get that, people who kind of have to see what's, they have to weigh which one is more important, the money or what their passion is or what they know that they really were born to do or love to do?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, and don't get me wrong, she wanted to be compensated fairly as well. It's just, you know, that really weighed on her. And, yeah, sometimes you have to make what's more important at this time.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't mean that that's forever the way the waiting goes on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to share the conclusion of this story, and then we'll move along to kind of give everybody a little bit of advice. So stay with us. We're with Jenny Kravitz of In the Current. Do you know the value of your own stock? We're right here on WNWR, AM 1540, Philadelphia.
The 50,000-watt multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
If you would like to ask a question or add comments to this program, dial 610-667-9697 or toll free at 877-667-9697.
Hey, I'm Vernetta, and I have a show here on 1540 AM, In the Mist, airing Tuesdays between 3 and 4. We have great guests, interesting topics, the juicy stuff. It's a mess. Check us out. It's a show you don't want to miss. Tuesdays, 3 p.m., right here on 1540 AM, New World Radio. Talk to you on the radio.
On and on and on and on.
We bring you greetings from Sanctuary of Beauty Spa Lawn, where beauty and innovation are intertwined. Sanctuary of Beauty Spa Lawn is a private, exclusive spa lawn waiting to usher you with Earth's natural elements, as well as the latest innovative technology to enhance your experience of beauty, health, wellness, and relaxation, while being able to integrate this into your daily lifestyle with customer service and time management getting you in and out. Sanctuary of Beauty Spa Lawn prides itself in individual customized service to successfully increase motivation to a positive inner, outer beauty and tranquility. While we are exclusive, we are never too busy for you. With our flexible business hours and experience in total beauty and hair care services, come vacation with us in the middle of your day. by calling our 24-hour message center at 215-305-1277. We are conveniently located at 6718 Busselton Avenue, near 95 Route 1, Roosevelt Boulevard Expressway, and door-to-door service with public transportation. Come, indulge yourself. Remember, you only have one you.
Hi, this is Tyra Wright Johnson from the Women's Solo Project. Join me for a shopping trip to the Reading, PA outlets on August 14th, 2010. The bus will leave from 18th and Cheltenham at 8:30 a.m. Breakfast and games will be provided, and tickets are just $40 per person. To reserve your seats or get more information, call 215-298-2834. That's 215-298-2834.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Welcome back to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I'm your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson. Our lovely co-host, Karen Adams, is taking some time off. You are listening to us on WNWR AM 1540 in Philadelphia. If you'd like to call in with a question or comment during today's show, just dial 610-667-9697 or toll free at 1-877-667-9697. We are on the phone with career and life coach Jenny Kravitz, the principal of In the Current. She's been sharing a story with us about a young woman who was in a tough predicament, trying to decide whether or not to take a risk with doing something that she knows that she, in her heart, that she really wants to do, you know, going for the dream job or taking the safe route with something that she was already offered to do with a guaranteed salary, much less than what she was already doing or much less than what she was hoping for, but nevertheless, a salary. So, Jenny, why don't you tell us what this woman decided that she would do?
Yeah. And interestingly, it was all with the same company, so when I say dream job, it wasn't like it was a change in career here,
okay,
but just a different role. So she took some time. My coaching assignment to her was do whatever you have to hear your truth, because she was, you know, there was a lot of noise going on, a lot of people telling her what to do. So she took one more night to sleep on it. That afternoon, she went for a walk. She listed the pros and cons, did all that. And in the morning, she had clarity in the morning. She wanted to decline the first offer and go for the job that she really wanted. So that is what she did. I called it putting her chips on the table. And interestingly, the hiring manager was really impressed by that move.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how is it that she finally came to that decision?
Well, I think that she took some time to understand to her, and again, it's different for everyone in every situation, but she felt for her taking that first job was out of fear.
Okay.
She wouldn't, you know, that she wouldn't find anything better, or that she wasn't going to win this job that she knew she was qualified for. There were a lot of candidates.
Okay.
But so for her, it was stating, I'm capable, and I'm worth this, and I'm going to go for it. That's what it meant to her.
Okay. And the hiring manager was so impressed. What was the final outcome?
Well, the final outcome was she did get the job. There were some hiccups along the way, and it wasn't fast. She had to go through a period of waiting and even learning that her severance package was at risk during all that. But she did get the job eventually.
That's good. That's good. And I guess there was no regret with that final decision. I'm intrigued by one of the things that you mention in this edition is Chris Gardner. Now, for anyone who is not familiar with Chris Gardner, if you're familiar with Will Smith, then you may remember that he portrayed Chris Gardner in the movie The Pursuit of Happiness, where he was also joined by his son. And Chris, at some point in the movie, had to make a decision to take a risk. Is that where this title came from?
No, I'm a huge Chris Gardner fan.
Okay.
And actually, and I'd be happy to share the link to another article that's about Chris Gardner that I had shared with this person, Rose, this person who I was coaching. We talked about this article. It was on Chris Gardner in Black Enterprise magazine relatively recently.
Okay.
And it was a story about him taking a train and being with a whole bunch of people who were laid off and talking about if you're not going to take a risk on yourself, well, then who would you take a risk on? That was in Chris's words. And so that actually became interwoven in our coaching for this with that individual.
Okay. And what I love, and I'm actually looking at the blog post that you have regarding that particular article, and there are two questions that you have listed here. How do I value myself, and what am I willing to risk? So that's the real question. What am I willing to risk? Am I willing to risk the security of a guarantee? You know, I've already been offered this position, or I'm already in this. For people who are already working, who have not had to, the misfortune of being laid off, but are still in a crisis where they're not happy in their job, but they want more.
Yes.
So that's a real question for a lot of folks. So how do you encourage folks to really kind of go after the dream job?
Yeah. Well, as I said before, there's no one right answer. You know, it's not always time to take that risk. However, if you understand what's driving you, what's important to you, and, you know, what are you ultimately after? You know, when there was a period where she wasn't sure whether she was going to get that job after she went for the interview, you know, the high faded while she was waiting. And I said, are you still glad you took the risk? And she said, yes. So I guess if you could fast forward to, you know, later in your life, will you regret not going for something? That's the question to ask.
That's indeed a good question. So that's the question I want you all out there listening to ask yourself. If you fast forward, just like Jenny said, and you know that there's something that you want to do, would you regret it later on if you did not do it? Jenny, can you tell everyone where they can find you?
Yes, if you go to www.inthecurrent.com, and certainly if anyone would like a copy of the article or a link to the Chris Gardner article, I'd be happy to share that.
Okay. Once again, Ms. Jenny Kravitz, a career and life coach and founder of In the Current. We are so glad that you were able to call in again, and we will be making Jenny's information available on our website and on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. Jenny, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We are going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to be joined by our friend, Vanetta D'Arazio. Stay with us on WNWR AM 1540 Philadelphia.
This is the multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, New World Radio, AM 1540 WNWR in Philadelphia. Also heard on the World Wide Web at www.wnwr.com.
If you would like to ask a question or add comments to this program, dial 610-667-9697 or toll free at 877-667-9697.
Need a gift for an anniversary, birthday, or just because? Why not send flowers? They brighten any home, can be selected to suit the recipient's personal taste, and are friendly to the budget. Choose from a wide assortment of arrangements at Pro Flowers, including gift ideas for any occasion. Just visit proflowers.com/royal or call 1-888-574-6303. That's 1-888-574-6303. Brighten up someone's day by sending flowers.
Your home is your safe haven, protected with the leading home security system in America. For over 131 years, ADT has been the most respected name in the security business. With fast alarm response, easy-to-use features, and 24-hour monitoring, ADT's services have made real differences in the lives of people just like you. ADT home security systems are specifically designed to provide you with fast, reliable, yet affordable burglary, fire, carbon monoxide protection, and more. Call today and get installed tomorrow. The number is 1-888-466-4695. That's 1-888-466-4695. Operators are standing by.
Hey, I'm Vernetta, and I have a show here on 1540 AM. In the Mist, airing Tuesdays between 3 and 4. We have great guests, interesting topics, the juicy stuff. It's a mess. Check us out. It's a show you don't want to miss. Tuesdays, 3 p.m. right here on 1540 AM New World Radio. Talk to you on the radio. On and on and
on and on. Hey, you. This is Kaisha Woods from Be Blessed, Well, and Fabulous. I believe in beauty from the inside out for all. I look forward to you joining me on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. on WNWR AM 1540. I look forward to you being the best you that you can be.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Welcome back to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I'm your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson. Karen Adams is out today. You are listening to us on WNWR AM 1540 in Philadelphia. To call in with a question or comment during today's show, you may dial 610-667-9697 or toll free at 877-667-9697. I did send a message out on Facebook when I was promoting today's show that I would have a very I would have an announcement for everyone, so I'm going to save that for later on. I'll still make the announcement, but I'll do it towards the end of the show, so make sure you listen before we close out. Right now, I am going to introduce to you someone that I've had the pleasure of doing a co-panel with. She's one of my fellow broadcasters here on WNWR. She actually follows Exceed Magazine with In the Midst, and she's got a whole crew of folks who are just as crazy as she is. But I say she's crazy, but I say that in a loving way, in an endearing way, because she really is a lot of fun. And just to know her and be in a room with her is like she just energizes you. I'm constantly telling you all that it's important to surround yourself with people who share like visions with you and like ambitions, and people who are going to work with you to build you up, to take you to the next level. And this woman is certainly someone that I can say is that woman, one of those women for me. I bring to you in the studio, Vernetta D'Arezzo.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the studio. Well, you would be
thank
here
you.
Anyway.
Thank
but
you.
Welcome
for,
to the.
Thank you for having me. I'm doing my beauty queen wave. You can't see it. Well, you could, but I have a microphone in front of my hand. But, you know, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
I'm glad that you're here. Tell us real quickly. Now, I mentioned that you host your own show, In the Midst. Why don't you tell us where that came from? How did you come up with the concept and what you're doing?
Yes, I host right here on 1540 AM from 3 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. I host a talk radio show that I call Getting Your Weekly Dose of Your EFI. Now, EFI stands for entertaining, funny, and informative.
Okay.
I say we're entertaining because we are a wacky, zany crew, mm-hmm. and we give you all your celebrity gossip. We give you community information, and funny because we do skits like It's a Mess, which okay. we give you. Like, you ever hear a story that the only response for it is It's a Mess?
Yeah.
Well, that's the stories we give you.
Okay.
And then informative. We have community leaders on sometimes. We have different therapists sometimes. Astronomers, astrologers, and psychics we've had. We've had porn stars.
Oh, my goodness. This is a coaching family Christian radio show.
Well,
woman.
yes, but they can also coach in different ways to relationships with, you know, that's for consenting of adults.
Okay.
It's not for children or anything. Like, we're an adult show sometimes, most of the time.
Okay, most of the time.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, we have people that give you information on all walks of life.
Where did this come from, Vanetta?
It's so funny. I was associate producing and co-hosting another talk radio show, and it was political by nature. And I have a huge passion for politics. But I didn't want to do a political show. I mean, I wanted to give people some levity for their reality.
Okay.
I wanted to give people something that they can listen to and enjoy and have fun with. At the same time, can get some information that they can use in their everyday lives.
Okay.
So that's where I came up with In the Midst of the Day.
Okay.
In the midst of your day, we're going to help you laugh. Sometimes we say things that make you cry, not very often. But some things that have to be said could, you know, make you cry. But for the most part, you always have a good time, and you always learn something.
Okay.
Even if you learn that we're retarded.
It's not nice to say me.
Oh, I know. That's right.
That's from, you know, the movie. I'm not even going to mention the movie.
Okay.
But anyway, so you got the idea. Well, this idea was yours. You started on another talk radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a career in talk radio?
It's so funny. No.
Okay.
No. I was a salesperson.
Wow.
I sold real estate. I sold cars. I developed programs for children that lived in a residential setting.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called recreation therapy.
Okay.
So,
How did you get into this?
It was a fluke. I was home. I just had my second child. I was bored. And a friend of mine says, I really need your help on my radio show. And I said, I don't know. I got to let you know.
Okay.
And then finally, I said, I'm going to do this because it's going to be fun.
Okay. And you like to have fun. Anybody who knows Vanetta can tell you she loves to have fun. She can have fun in a cardboard box.
I could.
You
I
really could.
I think I have before.
I think I have before, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yes.
So, why don't you tell us about where your passion lies? I mean, do you consider, now, you know, Exceed Magazine is a coaching.
Yes.
You know, we're very highly involved in the coaching industry. Do you consider yourself a coach in some, like a fun coach? Is there such thing as a fun lifestyle coach?
You know what's funny? I consider myself a bit of a lifestyle coach because of the fact of my experiences in life and the fact that I sold real estate, I did mortgages, I sold automobiles. So every day, I get a call from someone that says, I'm thinking of buying a car. What do you think about this rate? What do you think about this contract? What do you think about how much money you think I should put down? And I start from the beginning. I say, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, you have to look at your entire budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it too much car? Is it not enough car? You know, is that important to you? So before you know it, I'm coaching them on their finances. All because I have had 8 years of experience of putting people in 6-year, 7-year loans.
Okay.
And having to literally, when you sell cars, you know, you don't go, isn't it shiny? Isn't it new? You sit down and you counsel people.
Okay.
You go through their budget with them and you help them decide on what fits their lifestyle.
Okay.
So, and when you sell real estate, you know, that's the biggest purchase anyone's going to make in life,
right,
is their home.
Right.
And I've sold homes that were $60,000, and I've sold homes that were $800,000.
Okay.
And when you sit down with that person, you're going, you are counseling them on the biggest purchase of their life. So they have to trust you. You have to be credible. So I think that I offer that to people.
So why not become a financial coach?
Because as much as I feel like I have the experience that I can be helpful, that's not my my passion.
Ha-ha.
My passion, I believe, may be media.
Okay.
You know, I think that I have something to offer people that will light up their day.
You certainly do. I've got to tell you, you certainly do. Just from my experience with you. I've only known you for a short time. I haven't even known you for a year.
No, not yet.
And we're already working on some projects together.
Huge projects.
That'll come up later, folks. Make sure you stay tuned in with both of us. But how do you translate those skills, the skills that you acquired from being a salesperson, mortgage, real estate, or cars? How do you translate those skills into what you're doing now?
It's funny. When you offer advice to people and when you consider yourself counseling somebody, all you're doing is listening. You listen and you tell them what they need to hear. Mm-hmm. Well, in media, you listen to people all day long. In the store, in your walks of life, at PTA meetings. And you come together and you say, what do I think that they would like to see, what they would like to hear? So I just take my people skills, which are just being able to communicate, which is being able to listen.
Yeah.
And I come up with something that I think is funny. And because I listen to other people, I believe it's funny to them.
Okay.
Or entertaining to them. And I just put it all out there.
Now, this woman has had people on her show like Monique.
Yes.
Was the young lady from Jersey Shore?
Angelina Pavarnik. She's back for season three.
Nice.
Season two. I don't know how long. Who knows? You know, there's a lot of drama with those children, but yeah, she's back for season two.
Now, was it an easy transition for you? From the career? We just had a career coach on here.
No.
Tell us about that transition.
It was actually very difficult because my other career took hours and hours. And it was based upon someone coming to me.
Okay.
Now, with this that I'm doing now, it's hours and hours, but I'm reaching out to other people. Before I stood there and somebody came up to me and said, hey, Vernette, I need your help. Now I have to call people and say, hey, I need your help.
Now you're initiating contact.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was not as easy as I thought it would be.
Was that the biggest challenge for you, having to be the other party?
I don't know. There are so many challenges. One, I actually get nervous every time before I go on the air.
So do I.
Every time. I'm nervous right now.
I can't tell.
And, also, you know, you want people to enjoy you. You want people to listen. But sometimes you think, are my ideas that whacked out? Are they too far out there for people? You know, some of the things that the territories I step into were never done before.
Okay.
So you wonder, are people going to receive it the way that you receive it? Are people going to find it as entertaining as you? I find myself hilarious.
You are hilarious.
But I don't know if somebody else will look at me and say, I don't know what she's saying. What's she doing? I don't understand.
Okay.
It's funny. Just last week, I went to a funeral for my great aunt on my adopted mom's side. And she was 90 years old, and they asked for someone to speak, and nobody had anything to say.
Oh.
So I said, I'll speak. So eventually someone else got up, and the preacher looked at me and said, all right, come on, you come up. And I was like, I was just volunteering because I thought no one else was going to say something. But I got up there and I said, she was my girlfriend. You know, she was very candid. I could count on her for being very honest and she was funny. And I said some really funny things, and nobody laughed. I mean, it was a funeral, but I mean, a chuckle or something. A wink, a nod.
Did you just get like a bunch of blank looks?
It was crickets.
Okay.
But at the same time, the preacher kept saying, can I get an amen? And nobody said amen. So, I mean,
wow.
If the preacher was bombing, I guess, I guess
tough
I can't
crowd,
take it too
tough
personal.
Crowd.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. So what kind of, this is really kind of funny. You are working on some projects. I don't want to give it away,
okay.
it all away right now. Tell us what you have cooking.
All right. Well, you're not only going to be able to see me on Ustream, you'll also be able to see me on television soon.
TV?
Yyes.
All
yes.
right. So wait a minute. Before we even do that, how long have you been in radio? Like 5 months?
A year.
Okay.
A year last month made a year.
Okay. So you've been on radio for a year.
Yes.
And now you're moving on into television.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Fluke.
That's a, you know what? I'm going to look up fluke in the dictionary.
And there's going to be
Vanetta's
a picture of me.
Going to be there.
It's like, hey.
Fluke.
I actually have always had interest in TV.
Okay.
I just thought that it's easier for people to identify with. So I said, you know what? Why not try it now? I have a great staff and very knowledgeable people on my team. So I figured that now's the time to try. You know, live your dreams. Live your life.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. I love it. Now, what can they expect to see? Will they be seeing a video version of In the Midst? What are you doing?
It's going to be, well, sort of a video version of In the Midst. I do live interviews over the radio. Sometimes people come in. So it would be in a TV set where I would interview guests. Some will be callers because I get guests from all over the world.
Okay.
And it's going to be us out and about in the town, you know, right in your community, right in your face. You can say, hey, I saw her.
Okay.
You might be in the background of the videos saying hi to your mom because we're going to be all over the place.
Wow.
It's going to be just so much fun.
Now, good. Now, you said that you weren't exactly sure how people would receive you. How have, now that you have this experience in
okay.
radio, how have people received you? Because I was watching now. I don't know, for you listeners, we were all out at the Global Fusion Festival
yes.
that took place
yes.
down at Penn's Landing, Pangea. And Vanetta was just, she took the camera and was just rolling with it. She was talking to En Vogue and Life Jennings.
Oh.
You just walked in there like you own the place.
You know what's funny? I always walk everywhere like I own the place. I figure, why not? You know, all he can do is kick me out. I had a great time. We were just busting it up, hanging out with you, hanging out with Kaisha. And like you said, you named Life Jennings, En Vogue. There was a bunch of people. Charlie Mack was there.
It
was a good time.
Yeah.
You know what? I enjoy people, and I enjoy having fun. So I expect that the TV show will reflect that.
Okay. How do people receive you now?
Usually very well.
Good.
You know, occasionally, you know, with all people, it's going to be those people that don't receive you well, and it's usually their fault.
Okay.
It's not mine.
It's usually their fault. Okay, you are too funny. We are going to take a quick commercial break. Before we do that, our artist spotlight today is Blue Touch by Greg Carucas. He's going to take us into commercial break, and then we'll be back with Vanetta D'Orazio on WNWR, AM 1540 Philadelphia.
This is New World Radio in Philadelphia, WNWR AM 1540. Also heard on the World Wide Web at WNWR.com.
Hey, I'm Vernetta, and I have a show here on 1540 AM.
In the Mist, airing Tuesdays between 3 and 4. We have great guests, interesting topics, the juicy stuff. It's a mess. Check us out. It's a show you don't want to miss. Tuesdays, 3 p.m. right here on 1540 a.m. New World Radio. Talk to you on the radio.
On and on and on and on. We bring you greetings from Sanctuary of Beauty Spa Lawn, where beauty and innovation are intertwined. Sanctuary of Beauty Spa Lawn is a private, exclusive spa lawn waiting to usher you with Earth's natural elements, as well as the latest innovative technology to enhance your experience of beauty, health, wellness, and relaxation, while being able to integrate this into your daily lifestyle with customer service and time management getting you in and out. Sanctuary of Beauty Spa Lawn prides itself in individual customized service to successfully increase motivation to a positive inner, outer beauty and tranquility. While we are exclusive, we are never too busy for you. With our flexible business hours and experience in total beauty and hair care services, come vacation with us in the middle of your day by calling our 24-hour message center at 215-305-1277. We are conveniently located at 6718 Bustleton Avenue near 95 Route 1 Roosevelt Boulevard Expressway and door-to-door service with public transportation. Come, indulge yourself. Remember, you only have one you.
Hi, this is Tyra Wright Johnson from the Women's Solo Project. Join me for a shopping trip to the Reading, PA outlets on August 14th, 2010. The bus will leave from 18th and Cheltenham at 8:30 a.m. Breakfast and games will be provided, and tickets are just $40 per person. To reserve your seats or get more information, call 215-298-2834. That's 215-298-2834.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR Philadelphia, and WNWR.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Exceed Magazine. I'm your host, Katrina Patterson-Blackson. Karen Adams is out today, but joining us in the studio as a very special guest is Vanetta D'Orazio, the host of In the Midst of the Day, which airs right here on WNWR on Tuesdays from 3 to 4, immediately following Exceed Magazine. Welcome again to the show, Vanetta.
Thank you. Thank you. You can keep your dial right where it is. Just keep right on here. Listening. And you'll be in the midst.
So before we went to commercial break, you were telling us about some of the things you have cooking. You are going to television.
Yes.
And you said it's a fluke how you got into that. It's not a fluke.
I don't know. I guess if you're in the media industry and you call somebody and tell them to come record you, that's not really a fluke. That seems more, what do you call it?
I don't know. Destiny. I don't know.
I don't know.
What do they call it?
I don't know.
Maybe they call it purpose. Here we call it purpose.
All right. I like that. I like that.
Here we call it purpose.
Purpose. I don't know if I had purpose before, but I have purpose now.
Well, you do. You've always had purpose. But you said earlier that you just enjoy talking to people.
I do.
And you do such a good job at it. So I think this is definitely your calling.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. So what do you have going on the show today?
What am I talking about today? Oh, gossip. We always round out the month with all the gossip for the month. We're going to have celebrity columnist Sabrina Fernandez. She's calling in today. And she's going to have some fashion expert. We're going to give you some fall fashion tips.
Okay.
It should be fun.
That should be fun. And, of course, you've got your It's a Mess segment.
It's a Mess. And we also have 2 minutes with Tony. She's my very spirited intern who gives out great advice.
She does.
She's awesome.
She does.
And everyday advice you can use.
Yes, stuff that you can use like right away. I mm-hmm. love that. Now, Vanetta also co-hosts or co-panels another show with me here on WNWR. The Women of
the Women.
WNWR that airs every Thursday from 1 to 2. Along with us is Kaisha Woods, who hosts Be Blessed, Well, and Fabulous on Mondays here from 1 to 2. So it truly is the Women of WNWR. We have our own little thing going on, you guys.
We have a great discussion panel, topics that people use every day.
Yes.
It's a good time.
Yeah, so in addition to listening to Vanetta's show right after Exceed Magazine on Tuesdays, make sure you tune in on Mondays to Be Blessed, Well, and Fabulous with Kaisha from 1 to 2, and then on Thursdays, the Women of WNWR. Vanetta, where can people find you if they need to?
Okay, they can find me here on Tuesdays between 3 and 4. We just said that.
Right.
You can also find me on VernettaDoraziel.com. Okay. Ready for this? VernettaDoraziel.com. Did I just take up all the airtime spelling that out?
You sucked up all my airtime. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I know. Mom with that long name.
No, that's okay.
Marrying that short guy with the long name.
You got a first long last first name. All right. Well, I did promise everybody else that I would make a very important announcement. Vanetta just announced that she would be going to television, and I, too, want to let you all know that we are going to television. Of course, you will find out more information on the Exceed Magazine website at www.exceedmagonline. You will be able to find us on PhillyCam on Channel 66, I believe it is, for
Channel
Comcast.
Channel 66 Comcast.
And Channel 29 and 30 for Verizon or Fios, if that's what you have. But again, stay tuned, and we will definitely give you that information.
Monument Media Group.
That's right. That's right.
Blowing up.
More to come. So we're going to sign off. I want to thank both our guests, Vanetta and Jenny, for joining us today. And, of course, again, we mentioned, make sure you stay tuned in.
Stay
here
tuned.
From 3 to 4. Vanetta is about to take on the mic. But before you go, I want to let you know that you can pick up this edition of the August issue of Exceed Magazine on our website on Monday, August 2nd. So be sure that you do that. And until next time, I want to thank all of my sponsors, Hunter Davis Construction, and Allstate Insurance Company for taking care of today's show. That wraps it up. Make sure you tune in with us again next week right here on WNWR AM 1540 Philadelphia.
You've been listening to Exceed Magazine with Katrina Patterson. Remember, whatever your goals, whatever your dreams, there are no limits. Thank you for joining us.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the program's sponsor, advertisers, New World Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees. No decision should ever be made when solely based on advice heard on the radio. Please consult with a professional in the field before taking any action on information presented in this broadcast. The preceding program was a rebroadcast of a live program. The preceding program was pre-recorded. AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Listen to your favorite radio programs online. Go to WNWR.